The Deputy Communications Director of the CPP, Enes Afram, says the fallout from the NPP's Tamale Congress brings to the fore lessons for all politicians who must know that the people are on high alert and are watching their performance, especially the grabbing of money and property politics. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Afram said the aftermath of the elections clearly shows that Ghanaians want a change.
Absolutely, but no one can look at the results from the Tamale conference of the NPP and say there were no lessons to be learnt. And these lessons are lessons that all political parties, especially the major political parties, need to take a look at. That the people are asking for a seat change. They are asking for a change from the old politics of mediocrity, old politics that delivers nothing or changes nothing in the well-being of the people. That grab-and-take kind of politics. If you look at most of the people that were removed, these are people who have been in office. And in the time of their stay in office, they have bettered their lot. And the electorate themselves have not benefited much from it. And those are some of the things we should take from this. This is something that all the political parties should start thinking about. The Ghanaian is coming to that tipping point where the Ghanaian cannot be taken for granted again. Plus, we can take a situation like Jacob Ejiofor's case we've made a couple of times already, that one of the sore points, and it's something that I pointed out last year and 2 years ago when issues came about this bungalow that he was laying claim to, that anyone would have said that at one point it would have made sense to back off and say, you know what, look, this is the people's house, let's give it to them. But then to even go ahead and insist that the public property that you, using your office, have taken upon yourself should still be given to you. That is what happens then, because at the end of the day, the electorate is sitting there and asking themselves, look, we didn't put you there to enrich yourself. That opportunity that you got was an opportunity that you got by virtue of your position. Why isn't that person who woke up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., went to vote and did all these? I mean, last we speak, people went to all the way to Tamale to put executives into office. And what they want is that they want a change in their lifestyle. The Ghanaian is tired of these old politics, of this old bunch of politicians that have usurped our political landscape since the 1992 constitution, whose only interest is power and is just coming into office. We have become a nation that has got two major political parties that have built up a machinery that is very good, and I will give them credit for winning elections, but have no credibility when it comes to nation building. Because the current mess that we are in attests to the fact that these political parties have failed to deliver, and the people of Ghana are getting to that boiling and the tipping point and are asking for change. This is just the beginning. There is more to come.
Enes Afram is the CPP Deputy Communications Director. Executive Member of the NDC, Osei Piesie-Anto, says the politics of vilification is not good for the Ghanaian political dispensation and must be stopped. Mr. Piesie-Anto believes governance is only a means to develop the nation and improve on the lives of the people. Therefore, those vying for political positions should not see their opponents as enemies. He added that the Electoral Commission has also been confirmed as a credible organization by virtue of how well they conducted the NPP elections in Tamale. He spoke to George Ankara.
Tamale elections have a lot of lessons, which I just want to pick a few of them. The first one is the credibility of the Electoral Commission. We will have to, as a nation, believe in our structures and institutions, because the way the EC was vilified and almost destroyed in the national and international image for the sake of people claiming that they stole the elections for NDC, it was unimaginable. But look at the way they organized the Tamale elections. That came in and proved to everybody that, yes, we have an electoral system which is very credible, and this is a big lesson that we must take. Number two, we also saw that vilification, name calling, and what have you in terms of politics is not good for us. We repeated it during the 2012 elections, and it was actually surfaced during the Tamale, where people were openly even abused, which we will have to try as much as possible to remove from our politics.
Are you referring to the Paul Afoko vilification?
It is one. In fact, the way they saw that he was a potential, they just wanted to kick him, except that he stood very firm and made sure that against all odds, he proved his merit to defend his name and what he stood, which I commend him for that. Number three, it is NDC that must rather be vigilant when it comes to vote buying and whatever it goes underground in terms of politics. 5,000
fake identity cards for 5,000 credible or accredited voters. So what are you talking about? 5,000 fake.
Are you saying that
they smuggled it in and they were exposed? And I think, according to Martin, the supervisor of the elections, they were able to reach 2,500 of it. And that tells you that people, by all machinations, try to steal elections. So this has exposed other political parties that they are not. This is a big lesson that you must all watch out. And I also want to put in the question of modesty. In fact, in a country where people are saying that we are poor, if you went to Tamale to see the kind of grandiose display of affluence,
you mean money, flu,
everything and everything, why don't you put in the local factor that we are a poor country? Let's accept it. We are developing. Let's accept it. We must be modest in the way we approach our elections. And if these internal elections went that far, come to think of a national election, we are in for a much more grandiose display of affluence during the 2016 election.
When you look at the crop of people who were elected, there are speculations that they come from the Alan Shremante camp. Are you scared that if Alan should emerge the flag bearer, NDC will be kicked out of power in 2016?
I am not scared because I know the terrain and I can analyze in a manner that even when you talk about nobody dropping the winning party, how come that before 2008, they kicked out all the executives, including even John Bodu, who is now the national organizer, to put up a strong team. And then all indications are that they won the 2012 election, except that it was stolen. So a matter of course that it was a winning team. The Jake team was a winning team. So how come that you sack almost all the winning team? So it tells you that whoever it is that has come in to replace Jake or whatever, you have to start afresh.
Osei Piesianto is an executive member of the NDC.